Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Ed Coleman. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Pinky Higgins. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Dib Williams. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Sugar Cain. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Sugar Cain. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Buddy Meyer. Batting second. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting third. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Dave Harris. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Chapman. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Ed Chapman. And now, play ball. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Harris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Bluge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Meyer. The throw from Cochran and he is out, Williams applying the tag. One out. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch takes first base on ball four. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson takes first base on ball four. Coleman moves to second. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schulte who is chasing the ball. Higgins reaches third base with a triple. Coleman scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Higgins scores. One out. It's 4-0, Athletics. Sugar Cain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cain hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Sewell reaches second base with a double. QL goes all the way around to score. It's 4-1 Athletics. Ed Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 4, and the Senators 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 0 for 1 in the game. Kramer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. Tommy Thomas now pitching. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 1 in the game. Cochran hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kramer scores. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Meyer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Coleman takes first base on ball 4. Cochran moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Higgins hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Higgins reaches second base with a double. Cochran scores. Coleman goes all the way around to score. It's 7-1, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult. Williams reaches second base with a double. Higgins scores. It's 8-1, Athletics. Sugar Cane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cane is 0 for 1 in the game. Cane hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 1. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Meyer moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 1 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams misplays the ball. That's an error on Williams. Meyer scores. Manish goes all the way around to score. Cronin moves to third. It's 8-3, Athletics. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cronin scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-4, Athletics. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fox fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-1 in the game. Bluge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Cochran settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox strikes out. One out. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got four RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Meyer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-2 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Harris hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sugarcane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kane is 0 for 2 in the game. Kane bunts towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Williams moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a pop-up towards third. Bluch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Kane moves to second. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 4. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Schultz takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. QL hits a pop-up towards short. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluch is 0 for 2 in the game. Bluch takes first base on ball 4. Schultz moves to second. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams fields it and throws to second for the out. Schultz moves to third. Two outs. Goose Goslin pinch hits for Tommy Thomas. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Sewell moves to second. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Meyer takes first base on ball 4. Schultz scores. Sewell moves to third. Goslin moves to second. It's 8-5, Athletics. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Maynish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer who is chasing the ball. Maynish reaches third base with a triple. Sewell scores. Goslin scores. Meyer goes all the way around to score. It's Athletics, 8, Senators, 8. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the Senators 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Russell now pitching. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Russell covering, for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 4 RBIs. Higgins hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 9-8, Athletics. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards third. Higgins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0-for-0 in the game. With 3 walks. Schultz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes QL. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. QL steals second. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bludge takes first base on ball 4. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Senators 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schultz. Wahlberg reaches second base with a double. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop bunts towards the mound. Russell fields it and throws to first for the out. Wahlberg moves to third. One out. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Kramer strikes out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Cochran takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Fox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wahlberg scores. Cochran moves to second. It's 10-8. Athletics. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Coleman hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Boken pinch hits for Jack Russell. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Kramer. Boken reaches second base with a double. Buddy Meyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Meyer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 3 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Meyer hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Mainisch strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Williams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Senators 8. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Burke now pitching. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Pinky Higgins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Higgins is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Higgins hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to second. Dib Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Meyer fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Johnson moves to third. 1 out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Burke fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burke. Johnson scores. Williams moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 11-8, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. Bishop bunts towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Williams scores. Wahlberg moves to second. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 12-8, Athletics. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a triple. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 12, and the Senators 8. The Senators will come to bat. Dave Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Harris takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. QL hits a fly ball into right field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Bluge hits a fly ball into center field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 12, and Washington Senators, 8. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.